7894.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. After the USD 112 Board of Education voted to close Wilson Junior Senior High School in January, some parents have been fighting to keep the school open. Now the decision will be made in the August 1st primary election. Members of the Wilson community signed a petition which was then approved by the Ellsworth County Clerk. Officials say the state decides the best options and it is different on a case-by-case basis. And a man from Garden City was arrested Monday for an aggravated kidnapping incident.
Jose David Garcia Escobar faces multiple charges. According to the police, Garcia Escobar forcibly took a woman from her home, strangled and sexually assaulted her, and then drove her back home. He was located and taken into custody. Garcia Escobar is now in the Finney County Jail, charged with aggravated burglary, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and rape. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to five during your pregnancy and four after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that since 2019, Kansas has attracted more than $16 billion in private sector investment, and this significant economic development milestone has resulted in more than 57,000 jobs created or retained. Governor Kelly said her administration works every day to grow Kansas's economy so that Kansans and communities, both large and small, can find the kind of jobs they can raise a family on. And this is just one more milestone that shows Kansas is being recognized around the globe for creating a climate where businesses can thrive. Kansas has already generated more than $1.2 billion in private sector investment in 2023, and this achievement continues a track record of success. In both 2022 and 2021, Kansas ranked first in the nation in private investment per capita and won the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas has been on a record-breaking surge of economic success the past 4 years, and they have no intention of slowing down, as the Department of Commerce has recorded 910 economic development successes since January 2019. The state's six public universities recommended that the Kansas Board of Regents authorize tuition increases ranging from 5% to 7% in the upcoming school year to counter inflationary pressure and the limited success with requests for new funding from the legislature. Kansas State University, the University of Kansas, Emporia State University, and Pittsburgh State University each requested a 5% boost in tuition assessed resident and non-resident undergraduate and graduate students. Wichita State University proposed a 5.9% hike for students, while Fort Hays State University opted for a 7% increase. The last system-wide surge in tuition at these state-supported universities occurred in 2019. Those pre-COVID-19 adjustments range from 1.1% to 2.8%. KU didn't amend tuition rates during the past 4 years. according to Board of Regents documents, but each of the five other universities implemented one tuition increase in those intervening years, ranging from 1.2 to 3.8%. Blake Flanders, the president and chief executive officer of the Board of Regents, said the nine-member board would take final action on the 2023-2024 proposals in June. The Kansas Department of Transportation is teaming up with law enforcement across the state to highlight Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month during May and remind motorists that motorcyclist safety is everyone's responsibility. The end of May ushers in the unofficial start of the summer road travel season, and safe driving and riding practices for all road users, drivers and riders alike, are critical to help reduce motorcycle and vehicle crashes. A total of 726 people were injured in the 814 crashes involving a motorcycle in Kansas in 2022, according to current Kansas Department of Transportation data. And in addition, 47 of those crashes were fatal, with 50 people losing their lives. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, speeding and alcohol impairment play significant roles in motorcycle-involved crash fatalities across the nation. Traffic safety is critical to all motorists, including those driving motorcycles, and it doesn't matter if you're traveling in a vehicle or on a motorcycle. All drivers need to follow posted speed limits and not drive if impaired. Motorcyclists are also encouraged to complete a rider education and training course to learn more ways to increase safety for everyone on the roadways. And for more information on motorcycle safety, you can visit nhtsa.gov/road-safety. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated has announced the hiring of Randy Speaker as the House Specialist for the Northwest 26 counties of Kansas, where affordable, quality, and accessible housing are critical to growing the Northwest Kansas economy and improving the quality of life in the region. The state of Kansas and the federal government have various programs to assist individuals, developers, cities, counties, nonprofits, and lenders to meet housing needs. And Scott Sproul, the president and CEO of the Innovation Center, said Randy will be integral in assisting Northwest Kansas communities to navigate these programs and take advantage of the opportunities. Sproul said this is the opportune time right now to bring Randy on board to set up their communities to take advantage of the numerous programs available for rural housing expansion. And he added that Randy will be invaluable in helping them navigate and pair together all of the different opportunities to make best housing packages possible. Since 2021, Speaker was the housing specialist for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he worked with developers, businesses, and communities so that each could benefit from additional housing production. These duties included working with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, the USDA Rural Development, and Federal Home Loan Bank to ensure the state has enough good quality and affordable housing for all Kansans. He has also served as a managing partner for the Kansas Regional Center since 2013 and director of public works and deputy city manager with the city of Topeka. Originally from Leavenworth, Randy received a bachelor's degree in business administration from Washburn University. Scott Sprouse at the Innovation Center Board of Directors set a five-year goal to be the resource to help create sufficient housing in their region, and hiring Randy is a key component of that plan. To contact Randy, you can email his office, nwkeici.org. Wheat farmers looking for hope and ideas for future growing seasons are reminded that they can visit Hayes for the next Wheat RX School this Thursday, May 25th. The program will discuss the long-term research studies conducted at the K-State Agricultural Research Center and provide the opportunity to tour the various plots at the facility before ending with a noon meal. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said the research plots at the K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hayes provide valuable information on the long-term agronomic characteristics of Kansas wheat varieties, as well as the genetics moving through the wheat breeding pipeline. And this location is perfect for growers to learn about the latest research findings for suggested management practices to economically and sustainably produce wheat in Kansas and see those research plots for themselves. The Wheat RX schools are part of a partnership between the Kansas Wheat Commission and K-State Research and Extension to disseminate the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. The Hays program includes a stacked agenda of expertise. The Thursday, May 25th, Wheat RX School will be held at the KSU Agricultural Research Center in Hays from 8 a.m. to noon. Attendance at the event will be free, however, registration is required. To find out more or to register for the Thursday, May 25th, Wheat RX event, you can visit kswheat.com/wheatrx. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge replacement project along K-27 in Cheyenne County. The bridge, which spans Little Beaver Creek, is located approximately 18 miles north of Goodland. The initial work will consist of constructing a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the bridge. Impacts to traffic are expected to be minimal during this phase. However, motorists should remain alert and use caution when traveling through the work zones. Upon completion of the shoe-fly detour, traffic will be routed around the work zone while demolition and reconstruction take place. And the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. Graveside services with military honors for James Jim Moore, 78, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. this Friday, May 26th, at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Wellhead Systems knows the men and women who served America in the armed forces take many risks and make huge sacrifices to protect America. This Memorial Day, please take a moment to honor those who lost their lives. From Wellhead Systems, 710 West McBay in Hill City, you can visit wellheadsystems.com.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The rains across Kansas this past week slowed down fall crop planting. While the wheat remains in poor shape but is a bit behind schedule in development, the latest estimates from National Ag Statistics rate Kansas wheat crop at 69% poor to very poor, down a point from last week, 21% fair, and just 10% good to excellent. 92% of the crop has jointed, behind 97% last year and the five-year average. 73% of the crop has headed, behind 82% last year and 75% for the average. 71% of the Kansas corn crop has been planted, near 74% last year and the 75% average. 54% of the crop has emerged, ahead of 43% last year and the 50% average. 54% of the state's soybean crop has been planted, ahead of 47% last year and 42% average. 31% of the crop has headed ahead of 22% last year and the 20% average. 12% of the Kansas sorghum crop has been planted, near 10% last year and the 9% average. 40% of the cotton crop has been planted and 3% of the sunflower crop has been planted, and both are behind pace. In other news, the American Farm Bureau Federation signed two more memorandums of understanding with two agricultural equipment manufacturers. The new MOUs were signed by AGCO and Kubota, providing farmers and ranchers the right to repair their own farm equipment. The MOUs negotiated independently with each manufacturer follow similar agreements AFBF entered into with John Deere and CNH Industrial Brands earlier this year. The four MOUs cover roughly 70% of agricultural machinery sold in the United States. AFBF President Zippy Duval says these agreements represent ongoing efforts to ensure farmers have access to the tools necessary to keep their equipment running. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Slightly warmer across our state today and again tomorrow, and the overall weather pattern looks fair and dry for now, except for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in our south-central counties with low pressure drifting around in the panhandle. That system may bring some precipitation to eastern Kansas by tomorrow, but any showers will be scattered with fairly low rain chances into tomorrow night. Most of the state will get some sunshine today with occasional mid and upper level clouds. On the map into this afternoon, low pressure is over the southern plains with a weak trough extending into south central Kansas. So we have those isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, but no severe weather expected. Sunshine to partly cloudy conditions elsewhere. We'll stay in the 70s in the western counties where we'll have more cloud cover, with the eastern counties making it into the low 80s. That low will drift a bit northward by tonight. Few lingering showers or thunderstorms in the southwest and south central counties, lows in the 50s. Not much of a change for Wednesday. The low will be over southeast Colorado. Upper level high pressure will stay in place, with the bigger storm systems going to our north and south. Temperature-wise, about the same for Wednesday, maybe a few degrees warmer. Tomorrow night into Thursday, a cold front will brush by northeastern Kansas, and the low will be over the panhandles again. Scattered showers for western Kansas tomorrow, spreading into the eastern counties in the afternoon and evening. And then on Thursday, we're back into a fair and dry weather pattern. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we're in the upper 70s with low to mid 50s overnight, low 80s north central, and mid to upper 50s for the overnight lows. Low 80s northeast and mid 50s for tonight. Southwest looks like mid 70s with mid 50s for the overnight lows. South central, mid to upper 70s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Low 80s in the southeast counties, and tonight upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
News four times daily, Monday through Friday, and round-the-clock weather reports on KQNK AM and FM.
time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging
hometown radio station, KQNK.